We'll call the meeting to order. Have a pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If I could have a moment of reflection, please. Okay, roll call.
Councilmember Bowman.
Here.
Herman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Block.
Here.
And Brandenburg.
Here.
Council, you have the agenda in front of you. Is there any additions or corrections to the agenda? If not, is there a motion to approve it?
I make that motion.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Block.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Okay, mayoral comments. We'd like to welcome all of you to your Bluegrass City Council meeting. We hope the meeting will be informative and beneficial. We do ask that you silence your cell phones and our pagers. We want to hear from you, but we ask that you wait to be recognized. Please state your name and address and make your comments brief so we can keep the meeting on task. And left to keep the meeting on task, please limit your comments and concerns to several minutes and allow the person speaking to finish uninterrupted. Thank you. Next item is public forum. This is a time set aside for comments from the public on topics of city business other than those listed on this agenda. Please understand the council is not likely to take any action on your comments at this meeting due to the requirements of open meeting laws, but may do so at a future meeting. Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? Seeing none, next item is consent agenda, items 1 through 3. Any questions about the consent agenda? Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
I make that motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Councilmember Smith.
Aye.
Bowman.
Aye.
Brandenburg.
Aye.
Herman.
Aye.
And Block.
Aye.
Your Honor, all ayes, zero nays, motion carried.
Next item is fire department. Item number 4, fire department report. Chief Seymour.
We were busy last month. We had 52 calls. Had some bad accidents, a couple of structure fires, and a lot of vegetation fires. Luckily, everything's greening up, so hopefully that'll slow down. We did train on driver training and green bin rescue in April, and I'm still working on a letter to send out to businesses in regards to Knox Box. And we're planning our annual car show.
Any questions for Chief Seymour?
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Next item is park board. Item number 5, park board report. You have that in front of you. Is there any questions about the park board report? I know there's no one here, but you weren't at the last meeting. Okay. Next is police department. Police department report. You have that in front of you. Mr. Wakefield, did you have conversation with our chief and get your questions answered?
Yeah, he stopped by.
Okay. It's
not really the answers I was looking for, but.
At any point you had conversation with him?
Yeah.
Yeah. Any questions about the police department report?
And our guy's back full time now.
Our guy is back full time. That is correct. I believe the squad is either gone or going to be gone, correct?
We mailed the title out today. We had to wait a few days for the check to clear, even though it was cashier's check. So the title was mailed today, so they'll be making arrangements to come get it. We already got the check. We got the check overnighted.
The car
was
gone.
Huh?
The car was gone today when I was down at the station, so I don't know. It was sitting outside, and now it's gone. So
I'm the last one to know.
Okay.
I got the money, so I don't care.
Your part's covered.
I don't care.
Okay. Next item is engineer's report. Item number 7, street assessments. Mr. Janicek.
At the request of the city, we updated the plans, prepared the plan specifications, updated the estimate for the street assessments project. I'm calling it Bluegrass Street Improvements. There's a project A that's Telegraph and East Main. There's Project B, that's North Mississippi. There's Project C, that's the various patches, like we discussed at the meeting 2 weeks ago. And with your approval, well, I'll put a notice in the paper and we'll arm wrestle over who puts the notice in the paper. And then we can put it out for bid. Tentatively, I have set to have a bid letting on May 26th at 10 a.m. in the council chambers. We would award it June 1st, and a final completion set for September 30th.
Okay.
But that's all subject to change if you don't like any of those dates.
Okay, so I got this. Come around here because I want you to show you this because I'm confused here a little bit. I haven't had time to call you, but so
cost, a,
okay.
A, and that one is Telegraph and East Main.
And chip sealing.
That's right. You know, so we put some coal patch in under to clean up some stuff. We have 40 tons.
Okay.
And then we have chip seal, two coats on all of Telegraph and East Main.
What's B?
B is North Mississippi mill and overlay, all of it from north of Telegraph Road intersection to city limits.
Okay.
And then C is like five or six various patches on South Mississippi and on Maine.
Well, it's going well for bid.
And the total, I got individual totals for ABC. I got totals like 180, 100, something like that.
180,122.
That's right.
Okay, it's blacking on my sheets. What is A?
We couldn't do the scanning in color.
Okay, you want A?
It's terrible.
A's bid is our
estimates, right?
Estimate, cost estimate is 116,134.
And B?
B's estimate is 56,848. C's
what?
Estimate, huh?
56 what?
56, 848.
Yep.
And then C is 7140. Mm-hmm.
For grand total of?
For a grand total of 180,122.
So, we go out for bid. Are we going to bid those separate plus a bid for all of them?
So we're receiving bids, and then they can bid on all or one of them or two, and the city has the right to hire one, two, or three contractors, whatever they choose. That's how I have it written now. If you don't like that, I can reword it, but that's, I believe that's how we talked about it 2 weeks ago.
But we do want separate bids. We want them to break down A, B,
they're
and
C. They're going to sit in the bid tab or in the bid form, and I've got it. They basically, there's a table they fill out for A, there's a table they fill out for B, there's a table they fill out for C, and then they certify their bid and submit it with a bid bond, like a normal bid. And in there's words that explain you're submitting on A, B, and C, and the city reserves the right to hire one, two, or three contractors based on bids. And but I can reword it any other way.
Now, is there a place bid for all three phases?
Yeah, it's basically A, we're gonna read. What I plan is at the bid opening, we're going to read, we're going to open it up, and we're going to say this guy bids this for A, this guy for B, and for C, and then we're going to open up the next one, you know, and we'll just tally it, and some people will bid on all three, and some people will bid on two, some people bid on one, I don't know, you know. So they reserve the, you know, they have the option, but the city has the option to do whatever they want once they see all these numbers. You could hire one contractor to do it all, or three different, or two different, however the bids come in is how I doing it right now.
And that is bid openings when?
May 26th at 10 a.m. at City Council Chambers.
Do we have to be here?
No.
You think you're going to get
basically just him? Unless you
we've gotten great prices on my last two jobs. One was an asphalt and concrete job in Buffalo, and they were like 20% under bid, under my estimate. So, but I don't know if that was before Iran war started. And so I don't know if that's going to impact asphalt prices. We'll see. You know, I know diesel obviously prices have gone
well,
crazy.
Oil prices in general are through the roof.
So that's, but you never know, a month from now, maybe it's cooled down and things have gone down or something. But I don't have a crystal ball. And if we wanted to, we could, if you tell me to, I can do an addendum and we can change that date before bids if you think it's a bad time to bid or something. You know, but I'm planning on, if you approve it, we put out for bid and we take bids that day, and then we take it to council June 1st. And if you don't like the numbers, we can reject all bids if we want. But I expect good bids.
Well, you don't want it done for the bluegrass days anyway, right?
No, nothing's going to be
done. So that'd be good. Right.
So we take it on the 1st and they can start it. You know, a week later would be after bluegrass days, right? So
June 10th.
Yeah, they're never going to get started that quick because we got to get contracts, we got to get bonds, pre-con. So.
Okay, I have a question, more a concern than a question. So on this Telegraph and East Main project.
Yeah.
So when you go in there and do that, how much higher is that road going to be from the original? Is it going to be milled down?
They're not milling
to fill. They're not milling
it. We're just filling them. We're adding an assumed number of 40 tons, which was more than the other two contractors that Jim got bids. They once said 20, just an assumed number. Once said 30. I said I'm going to go with 40. Fill in some of the bad areas, and then they're steel coating over it. And how thick will the seal coat add?
It's probably
going to
be
a few inches or something.
Well, my only concern is if we're going to go out there and do that road and we're going to build that road even higher than what it is now, what are we going to do about the shoulders?
Yeah, it's minimal enough that I don't think it'll impact that.
I mean, I think it would probably be less than half an inch.
And then down the road, then we would look at micro-surfacing if we want to. I think that was what Jim was interested in. So
say that one more time. You're going to put two layers of chip seal on it?
Yeah.
And you think it's only going to bring it up a what?
Probably about that much. That's all it's going to do. The tar is going to seal it. They put a coat of rock over the top. That rock will, there's your shoulders. It'll all push out to the shoulder. And then, you know.
Well, I mean, I got some concerns about it because, first of all, you're going to do this after the 1st of June, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
So, A, you're coming into hot times, and that is a major truck traffic road between the grain haulers and the company that's on that road. So the first thing that's going to happen is going in and out of that first trucking company parking lot, it's going to tear the hell out of that road. That's the first problem I have. The second problem is you're still going to build that up a little bit and have nothing on the shoulders, which is going to make an even bigger mess. So we're either going to have to figure out shoulder rock or some way to fill that off there to where when they're running off of it, it's not a potential dangerous situation.
I mean, I could add more for the shoulders to taper it down or something, like add some area.
What's the width of that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's either 23 or 24 from edge to edge. So we could add a little bit for the shoulders on each side, a foot or two on each side or something. Would add some cost, but not go crazy, you know. So that would be something.
Well, the only concern I have is you have a lot of heavy equipment on that road, and you have ag equipment on that road, and you're coming into doing this in the heat of the summer. And how's that going to work as far as
when were the bids coming in?
Taryn,
we're taking the bids in May. We were going to award it in June, and then they were supposed to have it done by the end of September.
Which is, like they said, the hottest time of the year.
Right. Can we specify don't do it until after September 1?
Well, I don't know.
You can change the schedule to whatever you want to do.
You know, I don't know. I'm trying to think of the best way to do it where, for instance, you know, the trucking company that's on that road is going to go in and out of there. And it's this way or it's this way. And I have a bad feeling about, you know, 90, 95 degree weather. It's going to make that tear.
Isn't a lot of their driveways already concrete?
Yeah, but they still got to turn off the road and turn onto the road.
But we do want it hot rather than cold. I mean,
oh, yeah, you don't want to do it in the cold temperatures. Exactly right.
You can't do it after Thanksgiving.
No. You can't. I mean, you're going to have to do it. Those are just some questions I have.
Yeah.
And then I'm a little concerned about that road because already that road is, I believe it's 23 feet wide. And that road is kind of narrow.
And there are shoulders after the 23?
Very little. Very minimal. It's drops off to the great beyond, if you will.
That would be all the way up Y-40. There'd be no shoulders.
Well, then how much is it total? If you said you did 23 or 25?
I got it. It's either 23 or 24 wide is what we're showing. Yeah.
How high are you building that
H? That's surface of the roadway. That's not what he's got as far as
hangouts. We're milling 2 inches and putting 2 inches back.
Okay, so, say no way.
Yeah, same.
But on telegraph, how high is, how high are you?
We're just going right over it, so it's an inch or less.
Yeah, it's adding that much.
Double sealed.
Basically.